for immunity and reward. Drivers ready. Go!
Well, hello everyone and welcome to Survivors Ready, the podcast where we recap Survivor every single week. I'm stealing that from another show, but there you go. My name is Adam, by the way, and I'm normally joined by a lovely co-host, Big Fatty, who would be screaming right now, but he is off on assignment tonight. And I am joined by the consolation prizes this evening. First, we have Chris from Tennessee. Hello, Chris.
Hello!
And we also have the Faye driver.
Yes!
Hey,
good evening.
Did I know that you watched Survivor?
No, because... I was stealthily listening to your podcast. I haven't had time to participate in the show, but I have been watching it. You guys got me hooked.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, this season is, as it's progressed, it's working out to be a pretty lively season.
Yes, so I'll far. Say, especially the last two episodes, which we're going to talk about tonight.
Yeah, we're going to do two episodes, and we're going to try to do it in an hour. So we will see if we can do that, because I like
to keep the shows. So we're not going to hear all about your travels or the trouble you had getting here tonight or anything like that.
Ugh, don't make fun. Are you saying that the reason it wasn't an hour last time is because of all of my BS at the beginning?
I'm not saying that, but that sounds like it could be a problem.
Well, you know.
But that's what he's saying.
Some of the listeners may like to get to know our personalities outside of the show that we're recapping.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Our private struggles.
I will mention this, and that's it. I mean, each of you can mention one personal thing as well if you want, but you have to keep it to 1 minute. So
never been such a bossy bottom.
No, I don't care. So I'm really into home automation. I think people are aware of. And the reason I'm telling personal stories is because I haven't recorded my own personal podcast in like months. So this is the way I get out my personal journal stuff. But I got these new light switches. I feel like I'm in the Enterprise now because each of the switches has a little screen on it.
Wow.
It's a touch screen and you touch them and you can control like any smart thing that you've got in your house. And I've got a lot of smart plugs and various switches and stuff. And anyway, I installed it. But the thing is, these are switches. So like I had to be all manly and pull the current switches out that I was replacing, you know, figure out which wire was which. And some of the switches are multi-way or three-way where two switches control the same light.
Yeah.
A three-way.
So yesterday, and we were, it's getting dark earlier, as everyone knows. And yesterday we were installing these switches downstairs and it was getting dark. And so Mark was having, because you know, you have to turn the power out. Mark was having to hold the LED light, you know, whatever. Yeah, to change the switches. Anyway, they're really cool. They're called Brilliant. It's like Brilliant Smart Home or Brilliant Switches or something. But anyway, they work in U.S. and Canada. We have the same wattage in Canada and U.S., right? Okay, yeah. They work in only U.S. and Canada.
Oh,
so yeah. Right now.
We're on 60 hertz. Europe is on 58 or something.
I thought it was about voltage, so maybe I was wrong. 120 volts.
Yeah, well, there's that too.
So, but Survivor.
What about my personal? Wait a minute.
Oh, did you have one? Sorry, did you have one?
No.
Did you change any spark plugs yesterday or?
No, I've not been working on any cars, although I could use some tires. I would like to have some tires, new tires on one car, but I've not been doing a lot of car work. I've been doing work around my house, though, but we won't get into it. Let's get right to the show because we have 2 weeks to get through.
Now I feel bad. Chris, did you have a personal story, any antidote or anything like that you'd like to get off your chest?
I will just share. I was telling Faye while you were doing your business in the bathroom before we started recording, I was telling him that the UPS man rang my door this afternoon, and so I got a package from Amazon, and I got a phone case for my new phone, and unfortunately, the bad news is that it's an exceptionally shitty case, so I'm very disappointed about that. So that means that the thing that I'm most excited about that came in my package is a boot for my plantar fasciitis.
I was going to say.
So,
The bubble wrap.
You can tell that just kind of said that's the state of life I'm in, that I'm most excited about my boot for my plantar fasciitis. So,
That's a sad personal story.
I know.
Well, yes. Plantar fasciitis, I believe that was Vera's stripper name in the 70s.
Yes.
That's painful, right? So the boot is to help with the pain?
The idea is, it stretches out your ligaments while you sleep. And so, we'll see.
So if you were on Survivor, I wonder if they would let you bring your plantar fasciitis boot.
I've already wondered whether they would let me bring my CPAP machine, which is really what I would need. And so I think I'm already hosed.
They're going to have an extension cord there for you to, unless you have like a solar powered CPAP or something like that.
Exactly.
So we have two episodes to do what we do with. And so we'll start. So to remind everything, kind of what was going on. So we start at the beach, once again, the tribe, after the last tribal council. And everyone was talking about Angelina was not trustworthy. So Dan was especially one of the ones talking about it. And I'm blanking on what happened in that last tribal. Chris, do you remember?
What was that the one? I mean, it's the one where,
the cowgirl.
Her name, the cow Elizabeth was voted out, and so there was a lot of back and forth. Elizabeth was very vocal. She was trying to sow seeds of dissent and mistrust amongst the Goliaths, which partially worked, I think. But she brought a lot of that to the surface, even though she was ultimately voted out.
Now I remember why Angelina, why they were saying she was untrustworthy, is because. She had told Elizabeth before tribal that Elizabeth's name is the one that everyone was talking about.
Correct.
And then Elizabeth told that at tribal council that Angelina. And so Angelina admitted that that was jury management and she was caught. So she actually used the term jury management in her little one-on-one.
Yeah, you and Fatty talked last episode of the podcast about the fact that apparently is more of a Big Brother term and not a Survivor term, which I didn't realize. But yeah, they did use the phrase jury management.
Well, normally, this season has been very Big Brother-esque as far as the terminology. And Faye, I know you wouldn't know. I mean, not being a normal Survivor watcher necessarily.
Right.
But
you're not normal.
I don't mean normal. I mean regular. Thank you. Yeah. Well, it's good to be regular as well. And normal, well, but whatever. You probably are not familiar with the fact, but in the past, they really haven't used.
Here's something that's interesting to me, which I just discovered, is that the jury people, but Jeff did refer to them as the jury, right?
Yeah. And they are the jury. So that's not.
Yeah. I don't think it's completely out of Big Brother bibliography to call it the jury, but something interesting to me is that the jury in Survivor gets to come back for the tribals. I had no idea that was the case.
I think that's been that way since the beginning, right, Adam? Because there are some things that have changed in the years that I wasn't watching, but that's pretty consistent across the years.
I never remember it being otherwise.
Yeah. Right, and what's interesting to me is that they don't get to speak at all, though, right? They just have to sit there and be quiet. Yeah, interesting.
That's right.
Yeah, it's just a way of them seeing kind of what's gone on to get information, that will influence their vote at the end, probably.
And before we go on, I just want to support you, Adam, in the bulge watching, because I totally, 100%, it takes me like 3 hours to watch an episode because I got to pause and slow-mo through the bulgy parts. So
I'm glad that I'm not the only one, because I mean Fatty, of all people, I would think Fatty would be a bulge watcher.
I thought that's why he would be watching the show.
And he's just on me constantly about, I don't even notice that, but what are you talking about? I'm just going to say, we were talking about it a little bit before I pressed record, but I'll call it out right now since you brought it out. I don't remember which episode of the two. We're recapping two episodes. But it'll come to me as we're going through my notes, because I remember the specific challenge it was on that I noticed it the most. But Dan got so much bulge time during at least one of the past two episodes. And it's not a huge bulge. I mean, it wasn't like this big, massive bulge, but they got so close.
Yes.
Up in there. I could make out the outline of the head of his dick.
Yeah, I saw that. And even three episodes ago, Dan was walking down the beach wearing those messy, meshy shorts. And he was all wet. And there was a lot of visibility going on like three episodes ago. It was really good. Some good bulge watching in that one with Dan.
I love it. I'm all for the bulge watching. I watch all the bulges and I will continue to do so. I'm glad someone else is on my team.
You betcha.
So, okay. So Davey and Nick, so we're back on the beach and Davey and Nick found an advantage that allows them to get rid of a vote. So to nullify a vote. And Carl saw them. So they brought him in on it as well because he saw them.
If I can be a little bit picky about it, this is not so much nullifying a vote as it is stealing a vote, because they actually get to take somebody else's vote and double their own vote. Basically, they get to cast two votes in place of somebody else who gets to cast zero. So,
and yeah. I was cooking dinner, so I didn't see the exact who actually found it, but I know the two of them were together.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly either.
And that actually comes up later in the episode. Well, actually, yes. In the second episode, it comes up more. I don't – either of you have any thoughts on that? I mean, that was just kind of something that happened.
But those guys stuck together, and they ultimately got the first evictee kicked out, right? The three with that special immunity. I gotta look at my notes. I'm sorry, but I do know exactly.
I want to say that was in the second episode.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, Christian.
It does play a big part. Sorry.
Right.
In the second episode that we're recapping. So anyway, we get to the reward challenge. It's pizza. Jeff even has one. He's like, "Do you guys remember what pizza tastes like?" And he gets out one.
Gives them one measly piece of pizza.
And they're all like taking these because there are 12 of them at this point, and they're all taking these tiny little bites.
How would you like to be on the end, getting the last bite after everybody else has had their damn mouth on that piece of pizza? Mouth and hands.
I mean, I've had my mouth on things that multiple people have had their mouths on before, so I don't know.
Oh, yes, of course. I forgot who I was talking to.
I would, and actually, if you think about it, you're not really getting everyone else's saliva. You're only getting the person right before you. Because they bit off the piece that has the person's saliva before them, and et cetera, on down the line, right?
It's a very sanitary pizza gangbang, so yes.
Basically the challenge was holding sandbags.
Right. Over their heads.
Over their heads. And it's teams, and they can divide them up however they want to. One person can have more bags than another person.
Yes.
But there's a water trough above their head. And if anyone drops any of the bags at all, the trough lets the water fall on them.
Mm-hmm. And there's a 15 minute, time frame. And after 15 minutes, one person has to step out.
Right.
So then the remaining people have to carry the weight of the person who left.
And so we have blue and orange. Blue is Nick, Gabby, Christian, Alec, John, and Allison. And we have orange, which is Dan, Davey, Carl, Mike, Angelina, and Kara. And the notes that I have about that is that I don't have a lot of notes, but I mean, they got through a couple of rounds of people stepping out, and we get down to like the final three on each side. And Dan is holding three bags above his head. And then he makes a comment to the other team. And so Dan's on the orange team. And he makes a comment to Nick and I believe it was John and Christian, who were still standing there. They were the ones remaining. And he's like, "Come on, guys, you know, step it up. Why isn't anybody holding three bags?" Or something like that. Something along those lines. And then, like 5 seconds later, Dan drops one of his bags. One of his three. And the water falls on them and his team loses.
Karma, as they say, is a bitch.
Right.
I mean, I thought that was... Well, what are your guys' thoughts on that other than karma is a bitch?
Well, I didn't like this challenge particularly. Like, I mean, obviously it was extremely difficult, but I mean, as a challenge goes, it's kind of boring. You're just standing there holding bags up. It's, I mean, there's not a lot you can do to make it more exciting, right? So.
Yeah, agreed. It was not the most compelling, fun one to watch, but it served the purpose.
Right. Yeah. I do. I would like to say though that is it Carl, the guy? Carl, how old is Carl? Because he's always having trouble with every challenge.
Oh yeah, he had back trouble during that one, right? Was that
Oh
it?
yeah, right. Oh, he got to go for. He had to go one of the first people out, or something like that, or maybe he was
Yeah.
the second out, and he was writhing around on the ground or something.
I think Carl is about my age, which means he's too old to be doing that shit. But I think he's mid-40s probably. But yeah, he's got issues.
Yeah, he does.
God, he's younger than me. I just looked up his bio. He's 41, according to his Survivor bio.
Oh,
So
wow.
yeah.
He definitely looks older than
Yeah,
41.
I thought he was 60.
Agreed.
I would have said 50s, but maybe he's had a hard life. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
Who
Right.
knows? So then we go back to the beach, and Mike really annoyed me at this point. So I'm not gonna look. I'm kind of pro Davey because I'm for an underdog. Davey, by the nature of David versus Goliath, is an underdog. So, there's strike one for me wanting to be for that tribe. And then, they have the smaller numbers, and so there's another reason I'm gonna be my heart's gonna be bleeding for them. Anyway, and I thought Mike and Allison and Alec were gonna have this alliance with Christian and Gabby and whoever else, can't remember. And kind of mix David and Goliath. And I thought, oh, that's gonna be a really good strategy. They're gonna get out some good players. But Mike immediately starts walking by himself, and they have this whole monologue where Mike is like, I don't know about this alliance. I don't know if I can trust David. I don't think I'm going to stick with this. And then he goes up to Alec and says, "Hey, Alec, I think we should just stick with Goliath. I don't think we should have this strike force or whatever they were calling themselves."
Okay, yes.
And not only that, but he says, and not only should we go back with Goliath, we should vote out Christian.
Right.
Yeah.
Because Christian's smart and, we need to get him out.
And on the one hand, I've got to, say, Mike is absolutely right. I mean, he's figured out that Christian is the most likable, gregarious, affable of the Davids, and Christian does represent a threat to his gameplay long term. I think he's right about that. But at the same time, Mike just kind of annoys the piss out of me. And I think I mentioned on the first episode of the podcast that Mike was the one that I recognized immediately because I love his filmmaking and stuff. I kind of follow his career, and I have a lot of respect for Mike as a person and as a filmmaker. But boy, does his gameplay just sort of piss me off. He plays very conservatively and in a very boring way. And so, yeah, I'm not a fan of his gameplay at all.
Faye, do you have any thoughts?
I mean, I don't really know. I know that Christian is definitely a strong player, and I think those people who have identified him as being a risk are absolutely correct. But at the same time, he's a favorite of mine because
Yeah.
he's such a lovable dork, you know. Except when he tries to explain things, he uses these extremely flowery, analogies about this and that and things, and it gets a little bit much. So, I'm kind of rooting for him.
I think that was in the second episode we're going to recap, but that reminds me of the whole he's explaining how he's looking for an immunity idol, and he's like,
Right.
I graft off the island into
Right.
multiple sections, and I did a
Yeah.
breadth first search."
Right.
We'll get to
Exactly.
that. I actually loved that because I was a computer science major, but yeah, it is very nerdy.
So anyway, so Mike starts with the rest of Goliath, convinces them all that they should take out Christian, to which Angelina is pissed. I mean,
Right.
she's for the plan, but they have a one-on-one with Angelina, and she says,
Was my idea.
that was my idea. And then she goes one step further and she says, oh yeah, You know, it's, I have this original plan. I'm a woman. Then the first man that throws out the idea, suddenly it's this great idea.
And I have to say, she's kind of right at that. I mean, I don't want to defend Angelina because she pisses me off too, but she was kind of right about that point.
I agree.
I don't know if it was, I do agree, but I don't know if it was specifically had anything to do with it being a man or if it was timing.
Well, I think the thing is that I think the rest of the people on her team, air quotes team, have kind of discounted Angelina because of the bullshit she's pulled in the past with screwing up the thing with Elizabeth. And Angelina plays a very kind of a vocal game where she works people hard and she's annoying as hell and she's demanding and she wants things to go her way. And I think people don't react well to that. So they kind of like let her blow off her steam, but they don't really support her, right? So I don't think Angelina has a lot of friends on any alliances she might have.
Well, no, and she, in fact, they said, Angelina, you're going to be the decoy. You're going to be the one that we tell Christian, and she's afraid. They have a little section where she's talking about being afraid that maybe instead of being the decoy, she was going to be the actual one that they vote out. And so she tries to convince Dan or someone at some point, you know, why does it have to be me? Because, you know, I'm a likely target for the other side. And, you know, if someone flips, then I could go home.
And I think another thing I think about Angelina is that she they get this little plan together. Take, for instance, with Elizabeth. They say, okay, everyone says, okay, we're gonna vote out Elizabeth. And then Angelina goes and spills the beans to Elizabeth, the enemy, so to speak. And I mean, Angelina is spending too much time trying to win over her enemies. And when instead of, you know, working her enemies, she should actually be managing her friends, right? Like working her friends to stay on their good books instead of trying to work with the people she's actually trying to get out.
Yeah, I definitely think that's a good point, because that whole Elizabeth move, that was, I think Angelina should have known at that point that there was some folks in her own tribe that were not too happy with her. And why was she still sticking her neck out there and trying to make Elizabeth happy for jury management when she needs to stay in the game? You know,
that agreed. Yeah.
Makes no sense at all. Any other thoughts, Chris?
I agree with both you guys. I don't really have anything else to add.
All right. Hey. Well, then we'll move on to the immunity challenge. So this one was balance on a perch, holding a buoy, which is just a ball, in between two sticks. Jeff calls it a buoy. So, and if you fall off of the little perch that you're balancing on, or you drop the buoy, you're out. And this one goes really fast, actually.
It did.
They said that the person, they had only done this competition one other time, and I don't remember who he said won, but it was in one of the earlier seasons, and it lasted like, I want to say 23 minutes or something like that.
Oh.
But this one went, I bet it was, I don't know if it was real time, but it appeared to be real time. And it was over in like 4 or 5 minutes at most. Mm.
There was a Chiron up with the time on it, and it was they had gotten up to 15 or 16 minutes, I think.
Okay, well, it seemed, well, it was obviously shrunk down for the
there was a long duration after the first like 6 or 7 people got kicked out. There was a long period of time where the 3 or 4 of them were just tuned right in. So I think they compressed that portion down quite a bit.
Yeah, I wasn't paying that close of attention there. So anyway, the order was Kara was out first, then Christian, then Allison, then Davey, then John, then Gabby, then Carl, then Alec. So Carl made it pretty far, actually, being an old man and all.
He did, yeah.
Then Alec, then Mike, and then Nick was out. And so it was down to Angelina and Dan.
Is this where we saw the penis line?
This was not the one that I was thinking of, but I'm sure there were some shots. There were some crotch. He just had a lot of crotch shots throughout.
I noted that there was some VPL in this portion of.
Yeah, because the ball, the way they were holding the ball, it was kind of right around waist level. And so when they would zoom in on the ball or whatever, zoom in on the ball, you would get some penis shot as well. So, you know, and interestingly enough, they had focused on Angelina and Dan in the beginning of the episode. And then we have Angelina and Dan fighting each other for immunity. And at one point, they're focusing a lot on Dan, and there's even a fly or a bee or something that's buzzing around his hand. Yes. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, that's going to land on him and sting him or make him itch or something. And he's going to drop the ball. And then Mark says to me, they're focusing too much on Dan. Angelina's going to go out first.
He's got a good eye for that stuff.
He does. He should be like a, I don't know, an editor, like a showrunner or something. I don't know. I tell him all the time he should be, there's someone called a continuity something or other. He notices if a button is in one place in one shot and in a different place in another shot, or if a cup moves on the table, he's always noticing that stuff. I'm like, you need to be one of those continuity people in TV.
How does he feel about people carrying coffee cups that are supposed to be full and hot and they're light as a feather?
You know, I thought that was silly when Daniel brought that up. That's all I can notice now when people are drinking. You can literally see that it's not heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And it drives me crazy. I'm like, why can't they put liquid in there?
Put some rocks in there.
Something. I mean, you can tell there's like these completely empty coffee cups. Anyway, so Angelina goes out and Dan wins.
Yay, Dan. We hate Dan.
Dan knows how to hold his balls. I don't know that I cared about Dan much one way or the other. I was not a Dan fan, but I don't know. The thing I had against Dan the most is I just sort of have an active hatred of when people get into showmances. And so he was really flirting with that showmance with what's her name, Kara. For that reason, if nothing else, I was not a Dan fan.
Well, he's cute, and I don't hate him, but he kind of annoys me a little bit. So,
well, he's such a baby. Like,
he's
a bit of a whiner and a moper. I mean, most of the shots you see of Dan, it's him moping about whatever happened in the last, you know, segment or something like that, and he's a bit of a hothead, I think. Anyway,
Does seem that way for sure. He does seem that way. So we go back to camp, and they focus on Dan is basically saying that Angelina. Well, first of all, Angelina is afraid she's going to be the runner-up, and I said that already. And so she's talking to Dan. Did you notice? I mean, this was a little thing, but he was. They were laying on the bed, and the two girls are laying on bamboo. And there's like a hole where there's no bamboo, and Dan is just laying on the sand. I mean, it was nothing, but it's like they have a hole in the bed, and somebody has to lay in the sand instead of being up on bamboo. I don't know if that was on purpose. Like, someone was like, this bamboo is not comfortable. I just want to lay in the sand. Anyway.
It's probably Elizabeth with her bad back.
Oh, maybe. Maybe that's they left that from when she had her blow up.
Right.
So this is when Angelina's like, moaning about, oh, I'm going to be runner-up if Christian doesn't end up going. And she's talking to Dan, and she says, hey, will you give me your idol?
Right.
And he says he will. And then...
Why would he do it for Angelina, though? Like, they're not even...
You know,
that close?
What? No, he hates her.
I was thinking the same thing. He always... Every little one-on-one thing that they do with Dan, he's constantly saying... Angelina's gotta go, like all the time. Yeah. And then he's like, "Oh yeah, I'll give you my idol." It's crazy.
Maybe we should talk about the jury.
Well, yeah,
exactly what happened.
We should.
We don't want to be spoiling it, right?
Right. And so anyway, so then there's a bunch of talk, and so Nick. So basically,
this is the thing. If I can interject here,
you can.
This is the thing with the Survivor and any of these reality shows. It's the talk and the scheming and the You know, right now there's so many people and so many schemes and dreams and people working against, and I'm in this alliance, but I'm secretly in the other one. Like, all that stuff is just kind of nauseating to me. And I'm like, just fast forward and get to the next game, because I want to see someone. I want to see something happen.
But it's all about strategy, though, right? So
yeah, I know. And yeah, I suppose.
There's you know, winning games, and then there's also, have you played a good social game? So
yeah,
and have you done strategy, and have you made big moves? So it's a big part of it.
Yeah. All right.
So are you, like, making some fancy drink there? You've got bitters and, like, I don't know, you're twisting lime. I'm joking about that. But it seems like you're, like, you're crushing some ice.
Yeah, I was just making a gin and tonic with two limes and a bit of celery bitters.
Oh, you did have limes. Okay. And you're, you know, the shaker and all the bits. So
you didn't notice I muted myself for that part. Cheers, boys.
Cheers. I've got a Diet Mountain Dew here. So anyway, there's a bunch of talk. Alec is in there at some point, and he hears them talking about Christian. So Alec goes to Christian. Oh, no, sorry. He Nick, goes right? to Nick.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He goes to Nick because he says he has this alliance with Nick going on. And he doesn't want Nick to be blindsided by the fact that they're going to vote for Christian. So he tells Nick,
"Yeah,
hey, Nick, by the way, Christian's name is the one that's getting thrown out there, dude. Just letting you know." So Nick immediately goes to Christian and says, "Hey, Christian." And, you know, this is the funny thing, because, and maybe they just edited it this way, but I never heard him say to Christian, "They're voting you out." What he said to Christian is, "Christian, I think they're lying to us."
Oh. Wow.
But he doesn't say, "Or they're lying to you." I never heard him say, "Your name is the one that's getting voted out." Oh. Now maybe I missed that.
Why now? So are you suspecting that Nick is trying to play two sides, or what do you draw from this? What are you trying to say here?
I mean, kind of. I mean, that's what it would lead me to. Like, he doesn't want to it to come back to him that he told Christian that they were voting him out.
Right.
But he wants to give Christian enough of a nudge.
Yeah.
To make Christian say, look, like I said, I may have missed that. He may have said it, but I never heard him say, "You're the one they're voting out tonight."
Okay. So now, go ahead, Chris.
No, I can't remember exactly what Nick said, but I remember Christian's response was something along the lines of, "Do you think it's really that serious?" That's what I remember. So whatever Nick said, it made Christian go, "Do you think it's really that serious?" or something like that. So, but I don't remember the phrasing either.
Well, I mean, I don't know when we're going to get to the jury, but I mean, this conversation between Nick and Christian really leads. It was a bit of a foreshadowing for what actually happened in the jury for this week's episode, which I thought was brilliant. Can we talk about that, or do you want?
Sure. Well, last thing, Nick goes up to Davey and says, "Hey, Nick, can we use the steal a vote tonight?"
No, not the steal a vote.
Immunity. Immunity.
It was Davey's immunity item, right?
Sorry.
No, it may have been the steal a vote.
No, he said, "Can we use the steal a vote
okay.
tonight?"
Yes.
And
yes.
Davey says, in a one-on-one with the camera, Davey says he hasn't told anyone he has an idol.
Okay.
But he thinks his idol might be better to use.
Yeah.
Because he's not sure the steal a vote would be effective. So then we get to tribal. Jeff talks to Angelina. Not much there. She's still talking about her jury management. Nick says there might be a crack in Goliath. Mike says David's would definitely be an influence to tonight's vote. Carl says he doesn't believe there's going to be any influence. He says Goliath has the numbers, and he thinks they're going to stick together. And Nick says he thinks he has a good relationship with all the folks, including Goliath, and that he's loyal. And so what were your, so we're at the jury. What were your thoughts, Faye?
Okay. Well, okay. So whatever, they're all yakking at each other. That's of no interest to me. What really is of interest to me is what played out when the voting started. Like, this was amazing. And this is what makes this season so exciting, is all of this sort of this strategizing where people are deciding, oh my God, we need to use these goddamn idols. By the way, there's so many fucking idols out there that I don't know how anybody can keep track.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. And they put another one in. When an idol gets used, they hide another one somewhere, apparently.
Yeah.
Which is news to me too.
So what happens? So did you write down what happens?
I did. So here we are, we're at the vote. Okay, everybody, we're gonna vote. And then I guess everybody goes and votes, right?
Yes.
Then Jeff comes back and says, I'm going to show you the votes. Does anybody have an idol?
Mm-hmm.
And Davey gives his idol to Christian to make Christian immune. So none of Christian's votes count. And of course, people's jaws drop, right?
Including Christian's. Apparently he didn't seem to know about it either.
Yeah, that's true too.
Or he was a good actor.
Right. But it was Davey who did it. And I think Davey and Nick and Christian have this now, this triad, where they're playing this brilliant bit of game. Okay, so Christian gets the idol, and then Angelina's there. Dan, save me, Dan. So Dan goes, yeah, I'll save you, honey bunny. And so Angelina gets saved by Dan and one of his idols. And then, so that just causes Angelina's votes and Christian's votes to be nullified. And I think this is brilliant. The three guys, Christian, Nick, and Davey, actually voted for John, and John gets the boot. And that was that was a blindside for me, because there was none of this was foreshadowed in the show.
No, and that's unusual, because normally they edit the show down to a couple of people who you think it's between,
mm-hmm.
which they did, but right. they didn't edit anything. There was no focusing on John at all in that episode.
No.
And I think it made it better, because we had no idea. Like, the audience had and I liked it a lot better.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome. So who do you think figured out this plan to why did these three guys vote for John, and how did they know to do that? They have to be working together, Christian, Nick, and Davey, right?
Well, they're definitely working together, because they're all Davids. And we've seen that even with this next episode we're going to recap, Davids have split the votes a few times. So I think it's a common thing that Davids are doing. But I don't know, because there was no talk about it beforehand. There was no – so I have no idea. Like, I don't know when they made that decision.
Right.
All they said was, we got to figure something out, you know.
They knew that if somebody played an idol for Angelina, which ended up happening, that they had to split the vote to vote for another – have some votes for a different Goliath. What I'm really curious about is, why John specifically? Because on the one hand, you could argue that, you know, John was one of Christian's brochachos, right? And so, you know, they had some, you know, game friendship there. But, you know, was it just that John presented a physical threat for physical challenges, or was there another reason? Because I don't know what logic they used particularly.
Right, yeah. But you're right. He is probably one of the most competitive and strongest players, right?
Sure.
It's a good move.
Yeah, it was a very good move.
Yeah, so anyway, John gets voted out, and so it was Christian voted for John, Nick voted for John, Davey voted for John. So it was actually three votes for John. Alec, Angelina, John, Kara, Allison, Dan, and Alec, and Mike all voted for Christian. And then Carl and Gabby voted for Angelina. So let's move on to the next one. Did you guys have final thoughts about that episode?
No, I thought it was brilliant. And what I think is, I think Christian isn't as smart in – I don't know if Christian is the smart one or Nick is the smart one in orchestrating this kind of, you know, coup. I kind of think Christian is a bit dumb or is not as aware of the threat that he is and how people are perceiving him. But I think Nick is more in tune to the risks. And I'm wondering if Nick was the one who orchestrated this little John vote or whether it was Christian. I'm voting for Nick. Okay, that's it.
Chris?
Yeah, I got nothing.
Okay. Well, I will say lastly, just agreeing with you, Faye, Nick is the one who went to Davey and said, "Hey, Davey, can we use the, you know, our advantage to help Christian?" And, you know, Nick is the one who told Christian that there was something up. So Christian had no idea. You're right about that.
Yeah. I wonder. Yeah, I thought so.
So the second episode, I thought, oh my God, it can't get any crazier.
Yeah.
And then we get to the second episode of our recap, and so I'm gonna rush through a little bit of this, but we at the beginning, and actually you have notes, Chris. Do you want to walk us through this one or?
Well, not particularly, except I'll just say the one thing at the very beginning that I thought was kind of cute was after, you know, the first scene we see is them coming back to camp after tribal council, and Davey gets his little one-on-one interview, and he's just about jumping out of his skin. Yeah. And my favorite quote from that was, "I just took down the mayor of Slamtown." So he was very excited.
That was really awesome, too. I agree.
Yeah, and he gave a speech. He like gathered them all together and he said, "Hey guys, I hope we can all realize this is season 37 and we should be able to respect the gameplay and not take things personally."
Yeah. I guess the other thing that's worth mentioning in that first segment is that, you know, some of the Goliaths who were part of the so-called strike force, they were sort of commiserating together, and Dan was feeling left out. He was doing his mopey bit by himself on the beach, and Kara eventually goes over and tries to talk to him, and he just kind of throws up a wall. And so then we see Kara doing a one-on-one with the camera saying that Dan's getting emotional and coming apart in the seams, and she says that she's going to have to cut ties with him. So that's foreshadowing everything else to come.
Right. Smart move on Kara's part, too, I think.
Absolutely.
To start distancing herself.
Yeah, it was Allison, Alec, and Kara were off talking by themselves. And Allison was basically saying that, you know, that they should think about doing this alliance with David's because she thinks the Goliaths are going to get picked off. And then... or is she saying, now I don't remember. I didn't write my notes. Is she saying they should stick with Goliaths? I don't remember.
I think they're debating. They're trying to figure out which direction they're going
to
go.
Well, she says she wants to make a big move, so it leads me to believe she wants to do something with the Davids.
Yeah.
You know, she's scheming, but she doesn't know what she's talking. She's just talking into the wind, I think. I don't think she has any power or any smarts.
She is definitely wishy-washy. So, so Dan is mad because Kara is his girlfriend or whatever, and she's over there in that group talking without him. And
she railed into him and said, "You can't sit here and by yourself on the beach. You gotta go out and do this. Get in there and watch and be." Good for her.
She's like, "You gotta play the game."
Right.
Yeah.
So that was pretty much all on the beach. Then we go to the reward challenge.
Mm-hmm. Tiles.
It was pizza in the first episode that we recapped, and it's burgers in this one.
Right.
So, I have to ask, what's a Bula Burger? They kept calling it a Bula Burger Bar.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe it's some brand there. I don't know.
Maybe.
I had a good burger on. I had a burger from Chili's, which you wouldn't normally say, "Oh, Chili's. Fantastic burger," but I had a queso burger.
I love a Chili's burger.
It had queso, of course. It had the fried crispy corn strip things, the tortilla strips. Anyway, it was good. They did not pass a burger around and have each one of them eat a bite of it. The teams were Angelina.
And Mike had the veggie burger.
Oh, did he?
Did you catch that? He had the veggie burger.
Well, it makes sense. He's a California type. So they had that's going to spoil who wins. But they had for purple, they had Angelina, Christian, Allison, Gabby, and Nick. For orange, they had Mike, Davey, Dan, Alec, and Kara. And Carl was out. They drew rocks or something, and he drew the wrong one, or something. I don't know.
You know what? I have to say, I kind of like this was a randomized team, right? And this is something that is I like when they do this because you don't find these teams, you know, this picking of I'm going to take all my friends and we're going to, you know, my friends are going to fight the other, my enemies. This random team picking is really interesting to me. And I think it makes for an interesting program, you know.
What's your preference, Chris? Do you like the random or do you like the pick your friends?
I like a little of both. I thought for this challenge, it worked well just to have random. My one note, I had to feel for Mike. Mike, you know, was with his orange team, and they were getting ready to start, and they were all like fist bumping each other, and Mike tries to fist bump, and nobody would fist bump him back. And so he just
So this one, they have hurdles that they have to go over and under.
Right.
So they have to alternate over and then under and over and then under. Then they have to one person up and grab a bag of tiles. Then with the tiles, and all this has to be as a team, then with the tiles they have to scurry under a net that's basically on the ground. And then they get to this table thing that has one of those combination key things that they have.
Spinner lock.
Yeah, and once they do that, that gives them a key, and then they get to go do the puzzle, which is a snake puzzle. And
a lot of snakes this season.
Yeah, and so Alec from the orange team gets the bag first, and then they all crawl, and then Gabby is pretty close behind him from the purple team.
They were pretty close, right? Through the entire thing.
So Mike gets the combination first, but Allison looks because he doesn't choose to cover it or he doesn't think to cover it.
Right. Now, I'd like to talk about this portion of the game where they're trying to figure out the combination. Everyone's basically they're both at their combination lock and whatever there's something they have to figure out in order to determine what six numbers in a row are required to unlock the combo. Now, Allison, that bitch, she's yelling. She's looking at the opposite team's numbers and yelling to her team and saying, it's not a 16. It's not a 36. It's not 45271. I would have wanted to punch her in the face. There was a lot of like calling back and forth between these two teams where they were trying to advantage and disadvantage each other with this combination lock thing. Was anyone else perturbed at her?
I mean, I can see where you would say that, but it was allowed. I mean, that was allowed. Yeah. So,
like, it's looking at someone else is cheating at the test.
If Jeff went out of his way to say, you have a shield if you want to use it, and the other team did not want to use it, I'm not going to get mad at her for doing that, you know? I mean, I see your point, but that's part of the strategy.
Okay.
You seem to not like Allison very much.
I don't like Allison. No. She's probably my least, beside Angelina, she's my least favorite person, I think.
And was that just because of the past two episodes or had that been building?
I've never been impressed with Dr. Allison, as I call her, because you know she's a doctor. I don't know what kind of doctor she is, but she doesn't let us forget that she's a doctor. She's all talk and no action. Every time we see her one-on-ones on, you know, the diary room or whatever, she just blathers on about, oh, I think I might do this or I might do that. She never has a definite path that she's chosen.
That's true. That she is very wishy-washy, as we'll see in this episode. So basically, she calls out, but the other team is calling a bunch of random numbers out really loudly to try to confuse Christian. So either he won't hear what she's saying, or he'll get confused. But ultimately, the orange team is victorious, and I believe it was.
Can we talk about the bulges first before we leave the combination lock and the puzzles and stuff?
Yeah, well, actually, so they were victorious getting their combination, and then they get to the snake puzzle, and this is where the bulge, because
they have to hold.
No, was it?
No,
this
you're
one?
Thinking. No, of no, no. The, I'm thinking of the immunity challenge.
Yeah.
You're getting ahead of yourself.
So yeah, go ahead. What did you have about the bulges in this one?
Christian has the ugliest blue cotton shorts I've ever seen in my life, but they're very clingy, so you can see the business. So although he's not that attractive, and those shorts are horrible, I don't mind the package contents. We always get to see Alec in his tight multicolored spandex, so kudos for that. And Alec is probably the most attractive person on this show. And then Dan, the policeman, in his spandex. That's all I have to say.
I will have to rewind it because I didn't. I will have to go back because I didn't notice the Christian bulge. No. And now
it's only at the very beginning of the when they're all lined up five in a row before they run this under over tiles and combo and stuff. I would like to say though, I like the color of the blue shorts that Dan has. Dan, the policeman, he has a very nicely coordinated colored outfit.
I like how you're giving all of them, like, Dan the policeman, Allison the doctor, or Dr. Allison. Like, right. They all have, you know, what was it? Natalie the bitch. What was it for, you know, Natalie?
Okay, carry on.
Did you notice any bulges in that one, Chris?
No, I'll admit, I did not notice any bulges until we get to the immunity challenge. Okay. That's when I noticed the bulges.
I got excited because I thought we were there. So we have the snake puzzle, and I thought Christian probably has and Allison have a good chance on this one because they were still pretty close behind Mike and I believe it was Alec. I can't remember who was with him. But
that's correct, yes.
Because Christian and Allison have both been really good at puzzles, and I believe they've worked together on a puzzle before. Seems like they worked on that pyramid puzzle together, if I'm remembering that correctly.
Oh, yes. I think you're right.
So I thought, you know, they have a good chance. But ultimately, the orange team had the lead already, and so Mike and Alec did pull it out, and they put the snake together first, and so orange wins. And then we go back to camp. And we have a lot of talking back and forth. So the orange team is going off to do their burger bar thing. And Gabby decides this is going to be a good chance to talk to Allison. So they go back and forth and they throw out Dan's name. And, Allison is kind of torn whether she should stick with Goliath or Flip. And but they have that whole – because Gabby and Allison have been talking this whole time. Not just this episode, but we've had multiple episodes where Gabby thinks she can confide in Allison and pull Allison over to her side.
Mm-hmm.
So then we go to the reward, and Mike is just trying to keep the Goliaths together. So he's basically just like, I've got to pull all these guys together and make sure that we're still voting for Christian. And then we're back to the beach where Kara immediately talks to – Well, no, sorry. Now everyone's back. Well, any thoughts? So I want to give you guys a chance to talk. So any thoughts, either one of you, on any of that kind of back and forth that we had after the reward?
So at the Booba Burger Bar, Kara, Mike is making his pitch to get rid of Christian, but Kara, she voices that she wants to get rid of Dan. So she keeps bringing that up. So it's just kind of interesting that for somebody who was ostensibly in a showmance with the guy, she's really full throttle trying to get rid of him.
Yeah, I don't have anything to. I agree. I think that's a good move on her part. I think she's really playing. I think she's pretty a good player, Kara, and I think she's making some really smart moves. So I think she's on the right track.
Well, and I need to correct myself. It was Kara and Alec that actually put the snake together and won the reward. But anyway, Mike had solved the puzzle, and then Mike had solved the combination, and Kara and Alec did the puzzle.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, when they get back to the beach, Kara immediately talks to Alec and Allison and says she wants to flip with them to vote Dan out. She shares with them that Dan has the other idol. So yes. Once again, we realize when you get an idol, you shouldn't tell anyone else.
Yes.
And we think they've all decided on Dan at this point. I mean, well, not all of them, but I mean that those three plus the Davids. We think, okay, they're all voting for Dan. Sayonara, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get this scene of all the Davids getting up at the crack of dawn, looking for an idol.
Right.
And then everyone else goes back to camp when it gets light outside, but Christian keeps looking. And I know, Chris, you wanted to talk about this section particularly.
I don't know that I have much to say, but yeah, it resonated with me when he was trying to describe what he was doing in his computer science terminology, because he had the breadth first search approach. And again, that's something I knew what that was. So I was like, oh my God, he really is a geek. So, as opposed to a depth first search, which would have been the other strategy he could use. But anyway, I mean, he keeps looking and looking and kind of makes it, the editing makes it look at first like he's going to overlook this, you know, stringed thing in the tree, but he finds the one tree that has different leaves on it, I think is how he notices it in the first place, and finally finds one more immunity idol.
Yes.
Yeah. So I also noticed the breadth, or I felt it made me think of I've been doing a lot of interviews at work. I'm in IT and do development and testing work. And it made me think of a question we would ask in an interview. Mm-hmm. Explain breadth first search and how it works, and an example of that or whatever. So then we go immediately to the immunity challenge. And mm-hmm. there's more hurdles, but these are short hurdles. So they have to jump over them. And then we've got a balance beam. We have to get some balls, three balls, one at a time, though.
Yes.
And hold it on this little paddle thing.
Pie plate. Yeah.
Yeah. While we balance on a beam and walk across. And then we have to go back, get the next one, go back and get the next one. You have to get all three. If you drop it, you have to take it back and go back over the balance beam again. And then there's another snaky looking thing. You put the ball on it, and then you have to kind of rotate the ball around the snake thing without it falling off and get it into a little hole.
All three of them into three different holes.
Yeah, three of them into three different holes.
And it's at that point in my notes that I have written Dan Bulge Alert. And so, I mean, it didn't hurt that, you know, all the guys were standing behind this enormous snake. So it was already a little bit phallic.
But, true. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Well, yeah, like I said, it wasn't that it was enormously big, because those shorts that he wears are kind of tight and they compress everything. Yeah. But so you can't really tell the size, but as close as they got, you could almost count the veins or the number of pubic hairs. I mean, there were clear outlines of various things going on in those shorts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I kept waiting for Dan to get an erection just because he was so excited about by the game, you know, but I don't think that
maybe happened. He did have an erection.
Maybe.
They would have blurred that. You know,
maybe he's a shower, not a grower.
they blur. I've seen them blur crotches before.
Yeah.
I mean, not even – there's no skin showing. It's just a bulge, but they blur the bulge. I've seen them do that.
Except for that one infamous time where the guy's dick slipped out and they missed it and it aired on TV.
Like the leg of his shorts or whatever.
Yeah.
So Dan and Alec made it to the snake first. Lots of Dan crotch shots I have in my notes. Mm-hmm. Alec and Dan got one ball. Alec gets a second ball. And then Alec gets a third ball. So Alec wins immunity.
Oh, that was just like that. Bing, bam, boom.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't much drama.
There were only really like three contenders, right? Like it was Alec and Dan and Kara were the probably the most successful on that.
Yeah, but I believe the only one that even got to two was Alec. I think everyone else was at one, but I don't think anyone else even got to two. I may be wrong, but I believe Alec, Dan never got to two, and they were neck and neck, and then I think Kara only got one as well or something like that. So I think Alec got the second one, and then it was just a kind of a landslide victory or whatever.
Right, sure. It was a pretty intense game, though.
I was just looking at the crotch at that point. It is interesting, though, that we keep seeing Dan get in that 1-2 position for those immunity challenges when his name is the one that's being thrown around. You know, the last episode, he won immunity, and his name had been being thrown around. And this one, he gets in the top two and just doesn't win. Alec wins it. Mm-hmm. So then we go back to the beach to do some talking before tribal. And this is where Kara Allison talked to Nick and Gabby about splitting the votes between Angelina and Dan. But all of a sudden, I mean, out of the blue, out of nowhere, just like, I'm like, what? Allison says, you know what? I changed my mind. I think, no, not to anyone. She's like having a solo shot with the camera. She's like, I think I'm going to stay with Goliath. I just think it would be a bad time to.
Yeah, I'm going to step back, she says. I'm going to step back and try to not be taking so much control and go back to Goliath.
Yeah, and the other reasoning she gave was that, you know, when they presented the idea of getting out Dan, that the Davids accepted that idea too quickly. And I'm like, what the hell kind of reasoning is that? That's nonsense.
They would have accepted any Goliath name quickly.
I don't know.
I think they're shady. We can't trust them. She immediately talks to Alec and Kara and says, we need to go back to Christian and vote him out. And, but the Davids notice that all the Goliaths seem to be sticking together on the beach.
Yep.
And so they get together and they start swapping, advantage information. So we first have Nick that says, hey guys, we have this vote nullification / stealing that we got. Then Christian says, oh, hey, guys, by the way, I have an idol. And then Carl says, oh, yeah, guess what? I have an idol nullifier.
Yeah.
So we find out they have three – or they find out they have three advantages on the David tribe.
So what this sets up for me is my big question for the episode, which I've written down in my notes, which is, when is it a good idea to share your idols or share your powers? Because, yeah, I know this is something that Fatty brings up a lot, that, you know, it's never a good idea to talk about your idols if you get one. And Alec, earlier in the episode, we sort of skipped over this, but at one point he said it's Survivor 101, that if you find an idol, don't tell anybody, especially if it's a charming girl like Kara. And because that, you know, ultimately, on the one hand, you know, Dan shared the fact that he got an idol with Kara, who shared it with some other folks. That led to one thing, but then all of the Davids sharing all of their collective powers, that led them to be able to do some things, and it had very different consequences. So at what point is it a good idea to share that knowledge, and at what point should you keep it to yourself?
Yeah, I think when you feel like you're in danger, at risk, or your close-knit group is at risk, then that's when to share it. Yeah. I think that's how Christian was saved, because those other either Nick or Nick and Davey, or no, was it Nick and Davey? Yeah, Nick and Davey realized that they really needed Christian in this game in order for them to carry on, and then that was the perfect time to share it, which had resulted in the best result. Otherwise, yeah, that Christian would have gone out like in a heartbeat on last episode.
So I think normally, especially for an idol, it's normally good to keep that to yourself. But I will say in this instance, I think it was good for them to share because the Goliaths are clearly sticking together at this point and just picking off the Davids one by one. And the Davids need to, and they've tried to reach out hands to multiple Goliaths and get them to come over and join, and they haven't had any luck. At the end of the day, the Goliaths have stayed together. No matter what they say on the beach or when they're talking, when it comes time to vote, they've stayed together. So I think in this case, Davids have to get the numbers equalized before they even start thinking about individual games.
Right.
Because if they don't get the numbers equalized or have more than Goliath, they're just going to be picked off one by one. Because that's Goliath has made it clear that's how they're playing the game. So in this case, I don't think they have any choice. I think they have to share. You know, there are times when you have a luxury to keep it to yourself and play a game for yourself. But if you're in the losing side and it's been proven that the other side is just going to pick you off one by one, I feel like it's smart.
You need to build the strength in the small numbers that you have. You have to build some strength.
It did allow them to do two things in the Davids. One, it contributed to a sense of group trust and cohesion, which they probably needed. But then also, it did allow them to think through what is going to be the best plan for us going into tribal council. So, but you're right. I think Faye is right that, you know, you probably don't want to do that unless you're feeling that your life depends on it in the game, because otherwise you need to keep it to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so we get basically we have a bunch of back and forth again at the we get to the tribal council, and so there's a lot of talk about, you know, Nick talking about how they tried multiple times to reach out to the Goliaths, and the Goliaths slammed the door in their face, and you know he just didn't feel like there was trust and all of that. So so then we get to the vote. And,
this is exciting too.
Yeah, this one
is
was
another one of these.
Yeah, this one was more exciting.
Crazy.
I thought.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We get to the vote, and so at the
Alec has immunity. Let's put that out.
Yeah. So Alec has immunity.
Alec is safe.
So first, actually, before the vote, and I didn't realize this is when he would tell it, but before the vote, Nick says, "Hey Jeff, by the way, I have an advantage." And so Jeff says, "Hey, tell us what the advantage is," whatever. He says, "Okay, I have to, or I'm going to steal a vote. So I'm going to nullify a vote and I'm going to take it." So Jeff says, "Okay, who are you going to steal?" And he stole Allison's vote.
Which my first response to that was, why Allison? I couldn't quite figure that out at first. And what I was able to suss out after subsequent events that happened is that maybe they were trying to induce Dan into playing his immunity idol for Allison. And I don't know if this is spoilers or not, but I read an article later on after this episode aired, an interview with Nick. And Nick said that that is, in fact, what they were thinking, is that maybe they would get Dan to play the idol for Allison if they could sort of play on their loyalty with each other. So for whatever reason, that's why they did what they did there. Mm-hmm.
I was confused by that as well, because really I hadn't seen Dan and Allison working together, and Allison was one of the ones that could possibly have decided to vote with David.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it was because she's so wishy-washy that they couldn't count on her voting one way or the other.
Oh, yeah. Like, can I read this couple of sentences from this interview?
Sure.
'Cause this also, let me ask you, Adam, to make sure I understand this correctly. Is this the first season that the idol nullifier has been a thing? It seemed to be a surprise to everybody, but
that's an Evan question for, because I don't remember. I don't remember.
Right. Evan, if you ever come back, answer that for us. But okay, so let me read this. This interviewer asked Nick why he used the vote steal against Allison. He said, "I stole Allison's vote for a few reasons. First, I wanted to misdirect who we were voting for in hopes of tricking Dan into playing his idol on Allison." And this is the part I find interesting. "If Dan played his idol on Allison, then Jeff would not have revealed that an idol nullifier had been played or even existed, and the vote steal would get all the credit for the big move." So I thought that was kind of interesting, that if if Dan had used the idol on Allison instead of on himself, then they wouldn't have even said publicly that the idol nullifier had been played.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
I didn't either. So just a little point of clarification.
So we do that, then we vote. So then so Alec looks at Kara and shook his head. And yeah. I wasn't sure exactly what that was about.
Oh yeah, this was awesome. And I kudos to Kara for like trying to manage Dan, right?
Yeah.
Dan, don't do anything because I want you out, the subtext. Right?
Well, and I'm assuming that he looked at her to say, see, I had thought he was looking at her to say, are we voting for Dan? Because the only talk we had had about with Kara was she wanted to vote for Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alec looks at her and she says, and she shakes her head or gives like an affirmative or whatever to him.
Allison and Kara and Alec, all three had this nodding thing going on.
Right. And I'm like, I don't know who they're, what is this? Are they all voting for Dan? And so then later Dan says to Kara, should I use my idol?
For Allison. The subtitle they put, I wouldn't have said this just because you couldn't really hear it, but they put a subtitle up. And if that was accurate, Dan asked Kara, do I play my idol for Allison? So apparently he was considering it.
Oh, so I didn't catch that part. I thought he was talking about for himself.
Well, yeah. And ultimately that's what he decided to do, obviously. But,
and she said no. She shook her head no. And so I was like, oh, look at that. You're like, y'all are voting him out. What I thought is they were voting him out and she was telling him, no, don't use your idol.
Yeah, me too.
So then then the votes happen and then Dan uses his idol. And so you're like, I was thinking, fuck. You know, the Davids are gonna, one of them's Christian's getting picked off tonight because, you know.
Yeah. And Allison looked absolutely crestfallen when she realized that Dan didn't play the idol on her. She looked crestfallen.
Are you being paid to say that like Big Fatty is?
I did want to sneak that in. That is his new favorite word from Auntie Vera. But yes, she looked crestfallen.
So anyway, so then.
Yeah, then Jeff. Carl, useless Carl.
Carl didn't do anything. But then Jeff picks up this token looking thing and says, oh, hey, guys, by the way. This is a idol nullifier or
but
whatever.
But it's Carl's. Isn't it Carl's nullifier?
It is Carl's, yeah. But Carl didn't do anything. Like, nobody saw Carl doing anything. At some point, Carl had given this to Jeff, unbeknownst to anyone else.
Right.
So, or to a producer or something. And so.
But it was kind of a dramatic reveal. There was one more, because Jeff, you know, flipped it over.
Right. Yeah. So he says, this will only be valid if it nullifies an idol that has been played.
Yeah.
And so then he flips it around and there's Dan's name in chalk on it.
Yeah. And I got to say, I love that this was probably my favorite moment of the episode because, you know, at first, you know, Jeff kind of looked at the idol that Dan had played and he said, this is an individual immunity idol. And Dan was just grinning. He was so happy. And then he said the thing about, you know, this is an idol nullifier. And he flipped it over and says, it has been played against Dan. And Dan just looked, again, he looked crestfallen. That's the only word for it. There was a lot of crestfallenness.
And so then the votes, get read. And so it ended up that we had, so this is how he read it. So he says, Christian, Christian, Christian. So there are three votes.
Mm-hmm.
Angelina, Angelina. So two votes for Angelina. Then he gets to Dan. And ultimately he ends with like four votes for Dan and Dan.
It was five votes he read.
Well, but he read, yeah. I don't, did he read all five? Anyway, so.
I think he did.
Oh, he read five. That's right. So actually, so Dan got voted out and Dan left the game. The way it ended up though is Dan actually had six votes.
Yeah.
And Nick voted for Dan twice.
Right.
Right. Right.
So, so basically we had Gabby, Carl, Christian.
Doesn't that mean he had seven votes then?
No, he had, that was six. So okay. Gabby, Carl, Christian, Davey, and Nick who voted for him. That's five. And Nick voted a second time for him. So that's six. Well,
but I thought Angelina voted. Who did Angelina vote for?
Angelina, Dan, Mike Christian, maybe. Voted for Christian.
Yes.
Oh,
and,
thank you. Okay.
And then Alec and Kara voted for Angelina.
All right. My records were incorrect. Thank you for clarifying.
And Allison didn't get to vote. So it would have been interesting to see who Allison would have voted for. Because she was very wishy-washy throughout the episode. But it ended up that Alec and Kara actually voted for Angelina. So it seems like they decided to go with David.
Yeah.
At mm-hmm. the end. So I wonder if Allison had decided along with Alec and Kara to split the vote with David and David was just hedging their bet or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But David, nobody knew that David was all going for Dan. Like Alec and Kara had really did miss the boat because the David tribe wasn't really interested in Angelina. They were really interested in Dan.
Right.
So why didn't Alec and Kara vote for Dan? Well, because they can't, because the Dan is their man, right? Although Kara should have voted for Dan.
I think wanted to be able to say later, hey, Dan, I didn't vote for you, you know, or whatever.
Jury management.
They were splitting the vote, it seems like. I mean, it seems to me like there was some vote splitting that we were not privy to.
Yeah.
And they decided to go with voting for Angelina. Yeah. So who knows? I mean, who knows? They didn't tell us that.
The other thing I think is worth saying is that, again, to go back to the question of when should you reveal things that you have accrued in terms of an idol or a power, Christian did not play his individual immunity idol for himself. They had worked it out where he didn't need to. The plan was going to work. And so Christian still has his individual immunity idol that the rest of the Davids know about. So it will be interesting to see if that comes back to bite him in the ass in future episodes. Hmm. Or if it's useful and saves him.
True. All right. So, final thoughts about this episode.
Go ahead, Chris.
I'm sorry. No, I've talked enough. Go ahead.
Oh, I think these last two and possibly three episodes have been so exciting with the twists and turns that have happened in the voting and stuff. It's just been really fun to watch this particular season. Well, the first season for me.
Alex Lefebvre, are you listening? It's exciting. You should be watching.
And the bulges, Alex. He's not listening to us.
He's not. Yeah, so now it's five Davids and five Goliaths, so they have an even match, and so that will be interesting to see what happens from here on out. And if I understand correctly, this week they're having a double episode, so we'll also have twice the scheming and voting off to talk about next time around.
Yeah, because there's not very many weeks left, right? It's only 35 days, and we're up to day 24 or something like that.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, true. I don't know how many weeks there are left, but we're getting down to the wire because I think they'll end. I think they would have to end before January.
Yeah, if Wikipedia is correct, and of course Wikipedia is always correct, the last episode will be December 19th.
Okay, so we're getting close. So now, Chris or Faye, did either one of you come up with your team?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't have a team.
So I do not have updated scores, but Chris, if you give me your team, I will put it on the website as well. Because I haven't updated the website yet.
All right. Please hold. I'm not prepared.
It's all right. I just wanted to give you a chance because I'm not prepared with any scores and I haven't updated the website yet. I'm sorry to our millions of listeners. If you've been going to the website every day, because I have not done it, I'm so sorry. But I want to add Chris's or anyone else who had picked a team.
I think we should say thank you to all the people in the chat room on Pride 48.
Oh, yeah.
Listening to us live.
We have thousands of people?
Well, we have Rando Listener at the top of the list and hundreds more. So yeah. Many we can't name them all.
Our favorite is Rando Listener. So we're calling Rando Listener out.
I can't find my team. I sent it in an email to you and Fatty. So it's out there somewhere, but I don't know where it is.
But are you sure you sent it to us?
What is the team? How many members are on your team? Tell me about this game you're playing, because I'm not quite sure I remember.
Well, you get I've lost my notes from the last episode, so I can't give you every detail. I'll have to do that on the next episode, but you pick four team members and you get points for various things that they do. Like if they find an immunity idol, if they win immunity, if they win a reward, if they get to the top six, if they get to the top three, if they win the game. And you get points for each one of those. You accumulate. And then you, whoever gets the most points at the end wins. It's like a fantasy football sort of thing.
Sure. Okay.
So
I found my picks. My picks are Christian, Mike, Allison, and Nick.
Oh,
that's a lot of noise I'm making. All right. So I'm going to, I probably have that email, but I'm going to add you onto the website.
All right.
All right. Well, I said this already, but final chance, guys. Any final thoughts on these two episodes that we recapped?
It'll be interesting for next time to see. You know, the preview, the teaser for next time has some more Gabby crying drama. So
we love the Gabby crying.
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll see. Great show, and thank you to Big Fatty and Adam for doing the Survivors Ready podcast. I've really been enjoying it this entire season, and I've been enjoying Survivor. So, and thank you. I'm honored to be on it.
We're honored to have you.
And thank you, Fatty, for not being here.
Right. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening, and thanks to Chris and Faye for joining us. We will see you guys next week. And you can find us at SurvivorsReadyPodcast.com. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at Pride48.com.